This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air, and we're going to be here for the next 25 minutes. As Ed says, making you smarter, betterer, and more awesomer. And so, you have to, JJ, I would say, though, there needs to be, folks need to apply themselves, don't you, JJ?
Especially if your back's against the wall.
Right.
If your back's against the wall and you're wanting to broaden your horizons.
And you don't give 110%?
Exactly. You need to apply yourself.
Then who's there to blame but yourself?
And if your friend jumps off a cliff, are you going to jump off a cliff?
Right.
I mean, all these things, they come together.
It forms karma is what it does. Or something like that.
Yeah.
All right, Ed, what are your...
Three questions, well, Ed.
Ed's trying not to be identified with us, if you notice there.
No. I was actually trying to add to it, and my brain just not functioning.
Froze up on you.
I wanted to come up with some,
driving those curvy roads.
Yes.
Wiped
I'm still
out.
There. So do we continue?
I think so, Ed.
All right.
Yeah. Well, we think we need to repeat our questions.
Oh, okay. All right. Here are my three questions.
Yeah.
What word is said to be the source of the nickname Bubba?
Bubba.
Yes.
There is a source?
There is a source.
Right.
Okay. And it's going to make sense.
I'm surprised it's still there.
Yeah. It's going to make sense when I give the answer.
Redneck's Almanac. Is that where you got that?
Yeah. I picked one up. No, I'm not going there.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
Be careful.
Second question. The Roman numeral X has the value 10.
Uh-huh.
What value does the Roman numeral L have?
Good question.
And third question. In the NATO phonetic alphabet, you have, for example, example.
Yeah.
Alpha, Bravo, Charlie. What word is used for Q?
You need another Diet Coke.
I need something.
Here's what I've got. What widely celebrated festival is held on the day before Ash Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
Think New Orleans, people. Mm-hmm. What widely celebrated festival is held on the day before Ash Wednesday? Mm-hmm. Second question. The 19th president of the United States, Rutherford B. Hayes, had six fingers on one hand. Is that true or false? That's my true or false question. Then I'll add one.
He was in the fair for a while there. Before he got
had a great handshake.
He
got involved in politics.
You talk about a two-seam fastball or a three-seam fastball. That dude could deliver.
Knuckleball,
too. He could
throw
a slider like nobody's business. Yes.
The bearded lady and six-fingered man.
Here's my third. I'm going to add one. Which substance can you not eat if you have celiac disease? Which substance can you not eat if you have celiac disease?
Well,
and that's more popular than you realize. The people are listening saying, "Oh, well, I know
more prevalent
that
would be the right."
Right.
Popular. Although popular. some of this stuff, is popular. Like everyone's, now hardly anybody eats any.
Don't say anything.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't
want to
give anything away. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, here are my
one of the symptoms is you wind up with an extra finger on one hand, but it's worth it if you can feel better and eat right.
And you want to dunk a basketball. That's a big help there.
Or palm a basketball.
Yeah.
Hey, I know we're going. If you're 6 foot tall and you got six fingers on one hand and you can't palm a basketball, there is no excuse for you, my friend.
Then you probably come from the town of Assisi.
Really, Rutherford? You got six fingers on one hand and you're not able to palm that basketball?
You'll never make president. Here are my three questions. What is bubble gum made of? Ever wondered that? Probably not.
But
that's a question.
Now I am. I'm wondering.
Number two, what is the largest animal on Earth? And by on Earth, I mean land or sea.
Oh, okay.
Good.
Number three, and this I found this very interesting. How much can an ant lift? And as JJ said earlier, the question I'm asking is how much times its own weight can an ant lift? That's my third and final question. We go back to the phones.
Yes, Missouri, and Brenda is on the line. Brenda, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Hi, Brenda. Where are you calling from in Missouri?
Bismarck area, around Farmington.
Okay, wonderful. Well, listen, thanks for calling. You want to ask, answer, or both?
Both.
Okay, go ahead.
I like to try the question on the six hands, the six fingers on the president.
Yes, ma'am. It's true or false, Brenda. Here's the question. The 19th president of the United States, Rutherford B. Hayes, had six fingers on one hand. Is that true or false?
I'm going to guess it's true.
It is 100% false.
You made that up.
Oh, well, I learned.
Yeah, just made it up, Brenda.
You learned. You can never really trust JJ on these. Sometimes they're so absurd sounding, you know, that can't be true, and they are. And then sometimes the opposite is true. And, you know, Rutherford B. Hayes, his cousin was Johnny B. Good. A lot of people don't know
really?
That.
Yeah. Hey, Brenda, what's your question for
really
us?
Really sad today, isn't it? Sad.
Sad. Sad.
Okay. On the series Fury, how did Jim Newton end up catching Fury?
On the series Fury?
Uh-huh.
Okay, hang on a second, Brenda. Don't say yes or no. Do you guys know the series she's talking
I don't.
About, Fury?
Who was in it? Fury, what was it about?
A horse.
There was a horse.
There was a series on television. Did it last like one season or something?
I used to watch it as a kid every morning. My mom would say Fury's on.
Oh, as a kid. So this has been a while back.
Was this like a...
Well, we don't know how
before
old
Before Mr.
Is.
Rogers, or was this like a Saturday morning? Oh, it was every day?
It was like, used to come on Saturdays.
Kind of like the series Black Beauty or something like that. There was a movie, a book, and a movie, and then the TV series, kind of something like that.
You know, we're really asking
came
questions.
On every Saturday, and then there was a horse after that, a series called Flicka.
Oh, I remember Flicka. Yeah.
What was the original question? How did they catch Fury?
Yeah, how did Jim Newton end up catching Fury?
You know, I think we've tipped our hand here.
We don't know.
No, we don't know.
So what's the answer?
You got us. You stumped us, Brenda. What's the answer?
Jim Newton was standing behind the gate, and Fury seen his herd in the corral. He hesitated for a minute, but he went in the corral, and Jim Newton shut the gate real fast to catch him, and Fury was not happy.
Okay.
He was furious.
He was furious.
That's good. Thank you, Brenda.
You cannot make fun of me today.
I just came up with that just like that. I mean, furious.
Right off the top of your head, I know.
Off the top of my head.
Thanks, Brenda. Have a great weekend.
Brenda calling from the Farmington area.
I remember those old shows. I Dream of Flicka, where that serviceman kept that little horse in that bottle.
Yeah.
That little lamp.
Whatever you want, Master. So Rutherford B. Hayes did not have six fingers on one hand.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know how you make that kind of stuff up. I mean, it takes more genius to make those things up than anything, mm-hmm. because they're just, anyway.
I don't know about anything. A little bit of an overstatement.
Kind of like when people say that being a mother is the hardest job in the world. Yeah, right. You know,
hey, it is the hardest job in the world.
Yeah.
Hey, that's why I always say, listen, if you can do a job in sweats or pajamas,
I don't know where you're going with this, but I just want to
warn me.
JJ and I want to distance ourselves from any comments that might be forthcoming.
And we want to try to keep you from sleeping on the couch. Yeah. Hey, I'm going to see if I can tell this real quick. So Melanie went on a little road trip only 30 miles away and took one of my daughters. So she left me with all these instructions. It's like she's being deployed. You know, here's where their pajamas are, here's this, here's that. And apparently, I don't look like I'm listening very well, because she'll go, now, what did I just say? Where are the pajamas, you know, for the twins? And so I got this. So after I had all the instructions and she went on a 30-minute road trip, after she was on the road and gone, you know, for about 20 minutes, our twins are named Bodie and Tegan. And so I text and I said, now, I've got Bodie, but you have Tegan, right? And I put a question mark there.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
You didn't do that, did you?
Yeah, and I know about that verse, husbands don't provoke your wives. Yeah. Well, no, wait. That's father.
Children,
yeah, so I got two strikes against me because that was mean. And I know.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
She said a few choice words to me and said it caused her heart to stop beating for a second.
Because she knew it could be true. with you. Well, or with me too.
I told her when I was typing it out, it made my heart race just to type that out. Now I've got Bodie, but you got Tegan, right?
Oh, and there was that little voice in the back of your head. You better not hit send.
Right.
All right, should we continue?
What part of this is she going to laugh at? Right.
Let's go to Coleman in Mississippi. Mm-hmm. Hi, Coleman.
Hi.
How are you today?
Doing great. How are you?
We're blessed. Mm-hmm. Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I can do both.
All right. Which one you feel confident about? Which question?
I think I know the answer to three of them, but the main one, I guess, is the ABC thing, the phonetic.
Okay, in the NATO phonetic alphabet, what word is used for Q?
It'd be Quebec.
Yes, it
is. Nicely done, Coleman.
Good
job. Is that the same lingo that's used for pilots?
Yes.
It is?
Yes. Okay. Are you a military, Coleman?
Yes, I'm ex-Vietnam Navy.
Uh-huh. Thank you for your service.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So Quebec, if you say Q, you say Quebec.
Right. And like Ed said, you know, if you're saying C or T and you're garbled in your transmission, and even like with nine on the radio as an aviator, you say niner. And I guess nine or five, you're going through some weather.
Well, that's true.
You don't want to make a wrong turn. And right. It'd be life-threatening. And so instead of, you know, nine, you say niner, and then you have all the – you know, Alpha, Beta, Charlie, Delta, Echo, Foxtrot, Golf, you know, with the whole alphabet.
You know, JJ's
a small
plane pilot. Is that what you call it? Small aircraft?
Right. Private pilot.
Private pilot.
Hey, Coleman, what's your question for us?
Okay, how old was Noah when the Lord flooded the earth? How old was Noah?
Oh, man. I want to say 120 years. That's just kind of pops
in
my brain.
They say that he preached for 120 years. That might be right.
So maybe he's 120 years old.
Yeah, we're going to go with 120 years, Coleman.
No, he was 600.
Oh, well, we're close, right?
Yeah. I think there's a little bit of a gap. We don't know what he did right there.
Right.
In those 300 or 400 years.
Think of the discounts he got on coffee at Hardee's and different places.
For a long time.
Many, many years.
You back again, Noah? Mm-hmm. All right.
600 years.
Genesis 7:11.
Well, Genesis 7:11. I've heard that thing where he preached for 120 years. I've heard that a lot, like Tim has.
Yeah, I guess it was just that was how long he was preaching while he was making the ark.
Yeah, preached for 120 years, and the only souls that were saved were, you know, his children and their spouses. Hey, Coleman, have a great weekend. Thank you so much for listening to AFR.
All right. I guess we keep rolling on.
Yeah, let's go to Steve in North Carolina. Steve, we were talking with Todd earlier, and we're praying for you guys there in North Carolina, South Carolina. Sorry you're getting another round of nasty weather.
We appreciate it. We didn't get it too bad for Michael.
Good.
Actually. Good. Not in these parts.
Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll try both.
Which one you want to answer?
I'll go with the Roman numeral L.
All right, the Roman numeral. What value does the Roman numeral L have?
I believe it has a value of 50.
It is, 50.
Way to go, Steve.
Good job. Excellent.
Awesome.
And next couple of weeks, I'll have a couple more of those. So, folks, you need to look it up. Get ahead in the book. Get ahead in the textbook so that you'll be ready.
Steve, you have a question for us?
Sure. We'll go back to I Dream of Flicka since you mentioned it. What was Barbara Eden forbidden to show by the censors when they began the show I Dream of Jeannie?
Her belly button.
Belly button.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
That's right, because she was wearing that Jeannie outfit.
The Jeannie costume.
The Jeannie costume. And that was back in, was it 63 or 64? So that was when
early
it first came
60s,
out,
because
it started off black and white, so they still had some morals there back then.
Well, we've come a long way, unfortunately, the wrong direction.
Right.
That's true.
Hey, Steve, have a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much for listening to AFR.
All right, let's repeat our questions for the final time this show.
All right, I've got one left. I am surprised nobody has taken a shot at this.
The mystery question is yet to be answered.
That is true. What word is said to be the source of the nickname Bubba? That's what I've got left.
Here's what I've got. What widely celebrated festival is held on the day before Ash Wednesday? What widely celebrated festival is held on the day before Ash Wednesday? And the second question, which substance can you not eat if you have celiac disease? Which substance can you not eat if you have celiac disease?
My questions are as follows. What is the largest animal on Earth? Number two, what is bubblegum made of, the primary ingredient? And how much can an ant lift times its weight? All right.
I'm looking forward to hearing that.
Those are very interesting.
Those are my three.
Well, let's go back to the phones where Richard from Mississippi is on the line. Hello, Richard.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
We are blessed, Richard. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both.
Which one you feel good about?
The Ash Wednesday.
Hey, here's the question. Which widely celebrated festival is held on the day before Ash Wednesday?
That wouldn't happen to be Fat Tuesday, would it?
No, sir. That's very close.
It's not.
You want another guess?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay.
Fat Tuesday is not the right answer, huh?
Not all these years.
Not the right answer. Well, does it go by a different name? I'm looking for something else that's just very familiar, widely celebrated. I think you know it, Richard. You're right there in the ballpark. What's the big festival, especially in New Orleans?
My mind don't went blank on me.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, thanks for listening. And do you have a question for us?
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead.
I have an automotive question.
All right.
Where did the design for Ford's 302 engine come from?
All right, the Mustang was...
Is it Isaac Newton?
No. Lee Iacocca came up with the Mustang, and then the 302 engine...
Gutenberg.
You know, Ross...
No?
The Ross guy gets a lot of credit for tweaking that Mustang, and I wonder if he might have used to work for Ford. The Ross...
Well, it's actually a competitor of Ford that gave them that sign.
Really? Competitor?
Yes, sir.
I'm stumped. That was a great engine, though, and is a great engine. You guys have any clue?
No, listen, once you get past the Spencer valve or the Flacker switch, I don't know very much about cars, so...
You got chassis on
I that. Love cars. Yeah. I'm a car guy, Richard, but I don't know. What was the answer?
Well, at the time, General Motors had two designs. They had the 302 cubic inch motor and the 305 cubic inch motor. Ford was having problems, so they gave the 302 to Ford.
Wow. Yeah, I remember they had the 305 and the 327, the 283, the 350, and then Ford's got all those good motors, 351 Cleveland, 351 Windsor.
Wow.
Hike.
Hey, so they gave them the 302. I bet they regret that because that was a good engine.
Yes, sir, it was.
That 302 boss. All right, man. Thanks, Richard. Have a great weekend.
They were just talking another language right
there. That was just showing off.
That was pretty cool right there, JJ. The way
402 Bakersfield and the...
402
you know.
Bakersfield.
Would you say what
those
Cleveland?
Those were some good engines, yeah. Ford had a 351 Cleveland and a 351 Windsor, but all those are just good engines. I couldn't tell you about the ones today, but the muscle cars, especially back in the day, Chevy, Ford.
So Volkswagen, like the Beetle, had like a 32.
No, they had a giant. They had a giant rubber band, and it twisted up, and then as it untwisted, that's how they got down the road.
I'll tell you this: a friend of mine years ago, I had a Subaru hatchback, and we were looking at something, popped open the hood, and he said, "What is that? What is that? A sewing machine you got in there?" I just said, "All right, I'm shutting the hood." Sewing machine.
Hey, let's go back to the phones. Keith from Michigan. Hi, Keith.
Hi. Hey, Shabbat Shalom.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How are you, peace to you as well. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both, please.
And how about, let's see, Shalom Aleichem? Is that how you say that?
Well, that's if it's not on a Friday.
Okay. All right.
Aloha. Aloha to you.
Hey. And then you just say Shalom. You could say Shalom.
Okay. Well, aloha, you can say coming or going. So that's what we're going to go with.
That's right.
Tim's right about that. Ask, answer, or both, Keith?
Both, please.
Which one you want to answer?
What is the largest animal on Earth?
Okay. What is the largest animal on Earth, Keith?
That'd be the blue whale.
The blue whale.
Blue whale. Nicely
right,
done.
The blue whale.
Nicely
Keith,
done.
Keith, can you imitate the sound that a blue whale makes?
I probably could, but I'd have a bunch of people going, "What in the world?"
Yeah,
are
yeah we lose right. Our, we might lose our FCC license too, right there. You know, if it went bad, really bad.
Hey, what's your question for us?
Blue whale.
Well, the question is that everybody thinks about what is the speed of light, but the question, my question is, what is the speed of darkness?
What is the speed of darkness?
I had that album. It was on the Dark Side of the
Pink,
Moon.
Pink Floyd. Floyd.
Yeah.
Was that from the Moody Blues? Or
that's
something?
Right.
There's also
that's
a poem right. by Edgar Allan Poe.
The speed of Darkness.
Speed of Darkness.
Speed of Darkness.
Yeah. Right before the Raven. right before
Evermore.
The Raven.
Evermore.
Yeah, he went downhill.
Nevermore.
Excuse me.
You had to memorize that in class, didn't you?
Yes. You had to recite it. The speed of darkness. All right, we're just going to talk amongst ourselves here, Keith. Okay, so
sure.
Would the speed of darkness be just as fast as the speed
you
of
know,
light?
There, I think there might be a little theology twist in here.
Oh, okay.
Because I've heard this thing where there's no such thing as darkness.
Right.
It's just the absence of light. So I wonder if that's where he's going with this.
I don't think there is an answer to this. I don't think there is a speed
hey,
of darkness.
Hey, I'll say we don't know, and let's find out. I'm curious.
And I'm going to say I think it's the speed of light, because when you flip a switch, then the light, in a sense, would recede at the same – I don't know. I'm going with I don't know with the rest of these guys.
Okay.
Well, you're actually right when you were talking about the speed of darkness is the speed of light.
Right.
So it, yes, and you are correct.
I knew it. I knew it.
The absence of light is the absence of the light, but it is that speed. So it is the whole speed is 670 million miles per hour, or for those who are in the kilometer realm, it's 1.07 million kilometers.
How many strings of Christmas lights would that be?
A lot more than the 100 that I have on my string.
And if you knew that one bulb was out.
Yes, that's right. Hey, Keith, we're going to have to let you go because we got to give the answers to our questions. But excellent job.
Yes, sir. Aloha. Have a great weekend.
How many Christmas
strands of Christmas lights?
All I have is what word is said to be the source of the nickname Bubba? Do you guys know?
Brother.
Brother, yeah. Kids can't say brother, so they wind up saying Bubba.
I can't believe how close he was to this. What widely celebrated festival is held on the day before Ash Wednesday?
Is it Mardi Gras?
Mardi Gras.
Okay.
And I mean, that was my question answer that I had from the thing. Which substance can you not eat if you have celiac disease?
Yeah, what's that that's
gluten.
In wheat?
Gluten.
Yeah. I almost gave that away by accident.
You almost said it, like these people that don't eat gluten.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is bubblegum made of? It's made of chicle. C-H-I-C-L-E. I don't know. It comes from
a rubber plant or something?
Sapodilla tree. I don't know what that is either. How much can an ant lift? 50 times its own weight.
Yes.
Wow. Amazing, the ant. All right, have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you back here on Monday.